your time.
Good.
Now, so far as I'm concerned, this whole question of what we do militarily should turn on what we do, what the stage of the negotiations
absolutely
may be at the moment.
I haven't seen 2992, but I sure agree with you on that, and I think I can practically guess what 2992 says.
Well, I think it's just crazy at the moment, and the idea...
This is going to be the issue at 2:45. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, although I gather that Russ didn't want me there.
Well, I had a real rough time this morning. I'll tell you about it. I hope that I've got the issue framed now, though, for this 2:45 meeting. I'll throw a little light on it. But the basic issue is, do we give up everything you've been doing and switch to the military track or not? And I am strongly opposed at the moment to switching.
Yeah, well, 2992 involves a military move which would exert pressure on the loyalists. Now, as of the moment...
You mean on the loyalists or the rebels?
No, on the loyalists. And
well, that is just absolutely contrary to what they were talking about this morning. I don't see doing that either.
You take a look at it, and...
Did this just come in? I can't find it here. It's usually late in getting over to it.
Is it all right for me to read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is from Vance, Palmer, Bundy, and Bennett. In the event negotiations fail today, we recommend that full modification of plan in ITEL 1776 be carried out.
That's the putting the LOC north.
Now, what they want to do, I really don't have to read it to you, because what they propose is moving the line which our troops would occupy over a little bit so as to take account of the capture of the radio center, Domingo. That's it, in substance.
Yeah.
Now, it seems to me that the question is, will be, on whose, why did the negotiations fail? In other words, if the negotiations fail today because the rebels won't do something that we want to, then I'll be damned if I would contain the loyalists. You see?
Yeah.
If on the other hand, the negotiations today fail because the rebels go along with us and the loyalists won't, then and then only do I think we ought to consider doing something to contain the loyalists.
I fully agree, and my impression, and this is absolutely contrary to the impression that almost all the others I was with this morning had, is the negotiations failed to date because the loyalists have refused.
Well, we'll know, I hope we'll know, I just talked with Mac. He told me that Mr. G, he's meeting with Mr. G right away, and that he would get back to us before that time. So that at that time we'll have a reading. But the thing that scares me is that this proposal, plus the proposal which I had difficulty getting them off of this morning, that we turn over the radio station to the OAS, that those proposals are being made without gearing them into the negotiating situation.
I surely agree with you.
And I, at some difficulty, Cy and Bundy agreed that they would hold off on that. My reason for holding them off on that is if they had Mora standing there waiting for them, and they were going to ask him whether OAS would take it over. Well, if we take over, announce now that we're going to take over Radio Santo Domingo and turn it over to OAS and deprive the loyalists of it, they're in charge of it now.
Yeah.
It seems to me obvious that the rebels will heave a great sigh of relief and it'll be more difficult to deal with them.
Yeah, I fully agree with you.
Now, that may change in the course of this conversation, and we may want to put pressure on them.
Yeah.
On the loyalists, I mean. In that event, then you could consider turning over the radio station to OAS, but not right now.
Right. Okay, I'll see you at 2:45 then, Dave.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.